Hebrews 11, please. Hebrews 11. Most of us know about this chapter. Most of us know the first verse of the chapter. But we will only focus on the first three verses tonight because there's so much in this chapter. We'll be in this chapter for months. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So faith is the title of our message. Give us wisdom, Lord, as we go to your word and use it in our lives to teach and grow us. We thank you for this privilege. And Lord, we pray we'll leave this service changed. As we focus on faith in you, I pray, Lord, that it would build our faith. So may the Holy Spirit guide everything that happens now. In Jesus' name, amen. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. So the Bible's teaching us here that faith is something real, something that you can't necessarily see, because as we're told, we can't see it. But faith is something that results in something that has some substance, which is when we step forward by faith. When we take action by faith, that is walking by faith, and there is substance in that. You know, as we're told in verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please Him. So God wants us to have faith, because He expects us to have faith. If we don't have faith, then our pleasing of God is reduced, if you will. And faith is, it's basic, but it's also amazingly complex, isn't it? As we'll see. But let's look at a couple examples. Go to Acts 6, and let's just see where God pointed this out in certain people's lives. That faith was very important for walking with God and accomplishing things for God. Notice Acts 6. Here we're talking about Stephen. And notice in verse 5, the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith. So one of the characteristics of Stephen, who was a great servant of the Lord, was that the Bible says he had faith. And down in verse 8 it says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. So God chose to point this out, that Stephen was full of faith. And if you go to Acts 11, we'll see another example. And this time it's Barnabas, Paul's traveling companion. Acts 11, verse 22. The Bible says, then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. They sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. So again, God's pointing out that these men were full of faith. They had great faith. And of course, we know the passage in Romans 4 that talks about how Abraham had faith, and by faith he trusted God, and that God gave him the promised son, Isaac. But faith is power. And that's the thing we need to get a hold of tonight. If you go to Ephesians 6, we'll see this. And the reason for that is because God is all-powerful. And faith is committing our need, or whatever it might be, unto an all-powerful God. So it's not the faith itself that accomplishes things. It's God that accomplishes things. We need to make sure we understand that tonight. God is the one that does it, but it's our faith that moves God. So notice Ephesians 6, verse 16, the Bible tells us, in talking about the armor of God, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's a lot of power. Quenching the fiery darts of Satan. But the Bible says that the shield of faith does that. So let's go back to our passage, Hebrews 11. And the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you look down in verse 33, and we'll be looking at this in a couple months, it says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, wax valiant in flight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. They might obtain a better resurrection, and so forth. But notice, it starts off by saying, through faith, there in verse 33. Through faith, all of this was accomplished. Now, does that mean they accomplished it? No, God accomplished it. But because they trusted in God, these great things happened. We don't have the power to work miracles, but God does. So as we place our faith in a miracle-working God, then miracles happen. And that's the important thing we need to understand. But faith is when we move forward. Go to Mark 2, and we'll see a couple of examples here in the New Testament. Mark chapter 2, and I love this particular story. I'm sure you do too. Now, you know the story where the man was lame and his friends put him in a bed and they carried him to see Jesus and they couldn't get in, so they climbed up on the roof and lowered him down with ropes. Most of us know the story, but look at verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith. So faith can be seen in the actions of others. So when we move forward trusting God in faith, that is action. It's doing something. And you'll see as we go through the Hebrews 11, all these action verbs. By faith he offered, by faith he prepared, by faith he obeyed, by faith he forsook. By faith they did all those things we read about. By faith they did things. They went forward by faith. And so the substance of faith is when we act upon it. When we say, I'm going to trust God and I'm going to go forward. And God's going to protect me. God's going to provide. God's going to bless. Whatever it might be. Now we've given it some substance. So it's not just sitting and saying, I believe God's going to do this. But it's, I believe God's going to do this and now I'm going to go forward. Big difference. So Hebrews 11, we call it the faith chapter. But if you look at it, it's the action chapter. By faith, they did all these things. So let's look at some examples in the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Just two examples tonight that are very important because Jesus himself pointed them out. And we won't spend a whole lot of time, but I just want you to see that this is the only time in the Bible where Jesus actually marveled at someone's faith. So it's worth looking at here in Matthew chapter 8. I probably preached on it recently, but just quickly look at it. Verse 5, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. This is God, the creator of the universe, saying, I've never seen a greater faith than this right here. That's a pretty amazing statement coming from Jesus. So what made his faith so amazing? Well, it was that he, first of all, recognized his own unworthiness. So it wasn't based on himself, because he said, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. So it wasn't because he was a great person. So that wasn't the issue. You know, because we always hearing when the charismatics have their healing meetings, when people don't get healed, well, they didn't have enough faith. It's always their fault. So it wasn't that he thought that he was worthy of this request, because he said he wasn't worthy. So what made the faith great? Well, I think it comes down to verse 8 where he says, speak the word only. So what he was saying was, Lord, I'm not going to define how you need to answer my request. Because most people would expect Jesus to come to their house and touch the person that was sick. He said, I recognize that your power is so great that you don't even have to come to my house. You don't have to actually see this sick person, my servant. You don't even have to be in proximity. because you are so powerful, because you are a God in the flesh, all you have to do is just speak the word. And my servant, who's far away, who you don't even know, will be healed. So do you see the faith there? He's saying, Lord, my servant is sick back in this other place, far away. But all you have to do is speak. Because you already know everything. You know who he is. You know where he is. You know what the problem is. And you have the power to heal him by just speaking the word. And that's why Jesus marveled. As they say, only God can move mountains, but faith and prayer can move God. And it's true. So he recognized that Jesus Christ had the authority to heal and had the power to heal with just the spoken word. And that is why he marveled. Because if you look, we won't look at it tonight, but if you go on further in the chapter, Jesus marvels a second time, but this time he marvels at the apostles' lack of faith. His very apostles. So he marvels at the amazing faith of a centurion, a Roman centurion, and then the same day, basically, in the same chapter, he marvels at his apostles' lack of faith. That's on down. Well, we can look at it real quick. Verse 24, this is when they were in a ship, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. It is the same chapter, right? Yep. Insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep, and his disciples came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? O ye of little faith. What was the difference? They had the creator of the universe in the boat with them. So what were they afraid of? They had no reason to be afraid of that storm because Christ was right there with them. But they didn't believe in, I don't know, his power of protection, his ability to control the storm, whatever. But Jesus had to basically rebuke him for their lack of faith. On the same day that he marveled at the centurion's faith, who just said, just speak the word, Lord. Don't even have to come to my house. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed. So let's go back to our passage. The Bible says faith is the substance. So you can see here when we're talking about this word substance, so faith is something that gets accomplished by trusting God. And that's what Hebrews 11 is all about. All these people did all these things by faith. Does that mean God wants us to do things by faith? Yes, it does. He wants us to have faith that has substance. Faith that says, I'm not just going to sit here and ask God for things, but I'm going to ask Him and then I'm going to go forward believing that He's going to answer. And that's the difference. I'm going to go forward knowing that my God is great and that my God's going to protect me or provide or whatever it is we're asking, just like they did. Because it says, the evidence of things not seen. You see, this is where Israel stumbled. Israel was all about what they saw rather than believing in the power of God. If you go back to chapter 10 of Hebrews, look at verse 38. The just shall live by faith. So think about Israel. God worked the 10 plagues, rescued them from Egypt. So they just saw the 10 plagues. They get to the Red Sea and they say, well, but they didn't say, well, God just delivered us from Egypt with these 12 plagues. So this looks kind of impossible, but God will take care of us. That's not what they did, is it? They said, this is impossible, so God brought us out here to kill us. So then he brought them through the Red Sea. They got to see this amazing miracle, entire army killed by the Red Sea. They get to the other side. God is great. God is wonderful. They sing a great song. And then, like the next day, they have no water to drink. God brought us out here to kill us. Really? So he worked the 10 plagues and brought you through the Red Sea and killed all those soldiers so he could kill you? But that's what they said. Every time God did a miracle, they said, God's great. And every time they ran into a trial, they said, God doesn't care. God's going to kill us. It was all about what their circumstances. That's called walking by sight. And that's not faith. Faith is evidence of things not seen. They didn't see the Red Sea parted and God killing all those soldiers. But by faith, they should have been able to see that God would protect them. You see what God is saying? They shouldn't have had to see it. They should have believed it. And that is what it means when it says the evidence of things not seen. Now we're going to spend a lot of time answering number 2, verse 2. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. That's what the rest of the chapter is about. So we're going to look at some of these people individually. These people that had a good report. What does that mean? It means they trusted God. Faith. And so God's going to record for us the things that these people did by faith. So it wasn't just that they said, I know God can do it. It was they said, I know God can do it, and now watch me go forward and trust Him to do it. Big difference. So by the elders obtained a good report. Let's look at one example in Numbers chapter 13. You've all heard of a man named Caleb. This is, as we know, where the spies came back with their report. 10 of them said, we can't do it because there's giants and there's cities that are walled. 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb, said, yes, there are giants, yes, there are walled cities, but this is the promised land. God said we could have it. God said he'll defeat these people and give it to us, so let's go. That's basically how it fell. That was a total paraphrase. But notice verse 30. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. And then look at chapter 14, verse 8. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us, for their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Still Caleb speaking. Same exact circumstances, right? The 12 people all saw the same thing, and it had the same experience. But only 2 of them, through the eyes of faith, saw what could happen. The 10 didn't have the eyes of faith, and therefore said it can't be done. So, you can see the difference. That's what it means. It says they obtained a good report. It means they went forward. So what did God expect them to do? Well, we know what God expected them to do. Go into the promised land and take the land, because God said you can have it. Matter of fact, they had to get punished. For what? Their lack of faith. Because they didn't trust God. And they had to wander in the desert for 40 years. And only their children got to go in. Why? Because they didn't trust God. So as God's children, we can either obtain a good report because we trust that our God can do anything and we're going to go forward and believe that and live it, or we can limit how much God can work in our lives by not having faith. And that's why the word substance is used there. That's why the words good report are used here. Because when we accomplish great things, we didn't accomplish anything. God did it, right? I can do all things through Christ. If you're still in Numbers, look at chapter 14, verse 24. My servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein to he went, and his seed shall possess it. What does God mean when he says Caleb had another spirit? Here in Numbers 14, 24. It's the spirit of faith, of believing God. So I'm going to reward Caleb. He's going to have to wait till he's 85 years old, but he's still going to get to go into the promised land. Why? Because he believed me. Because he trusted that I am powerful enough to do what I said I would do. I told you could have the land. giants or not, walled cities or not. And Caleb believes that and says, let's go. And 3 million other people said, we can't do it. And therefore had to wander in the desert. So back to our passage, it says, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So again, do you see how it all comes down to there's a result? There's substance. There's evidence. What's the other word? And good report. That's all results. So even though we can't see God with our eyes, we can see God working if we will go forward and trust Him. And that's what He's saying. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and if we will go forward and trust God, we will obtain a good report. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So faith not only results in us accomplishing things through God, but it even helps us have a better understanding of God because we believe Him. Go to John 7 and we'll see where Jesus made it very clear that one of the best ways to know the Word of God better is to do it. And this is, the world looks at this kind of backwards, because it is kind of backwards from the way the world thinks. The world says, if I can understand it, then I'll do it. God says, if you'll do it, then you'll understand it. Think about that. Jesus says in John 7:17, if any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So first comes obedience to what we know God's will is for our lives. And God says, if we will do it, then we will know more of God's word and God's doctrine. Why is that? Because we are walking by faith. And as we walk by faith, the Bible says, we get more understanding even. It gives us a better understanding of the Word of God. Because it says in verse 3, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What does that mean? Well, the Bible says no man has seen God at any time. And yet the Bible says that Jesus is God. So how do we reconcile that? Well, if you study it out, we understand that Jesus Christ is God. But when Christ was on earth as a human, man did not see God in His full essence. Because the Bible says that's impossible. You can't see God and live, the Bible says. That's why when God allowed Moses to just get a glimpse, remember, you had to put him in the cleft of the rock and hold his hand and just give him a glimpse as he passed by, because us in our sinful state, we cannot see God in His holiness and His righteousness and His power. It'll just pretty much zap us out of existence, I guess. So it's not possible. But by faith, we believe Jesus Christ is Jehovah. And one day we'll be able to see Him. Until that day, we can look and say, yep, God made this. Yep, God gave me this book, and I'm going to believe it. So, just kind of an introduction to our chapter, which is going to be really fun. But just think about those key words. Substance, evidence, and good report. And think about what all those words are saying. All those words come back on us being willing to do something by faith. It's not enough to just keep asking, but we must ask and then believe and go forward. Just like they did in the Old Testament, and we're going to read about. They trusted God, and God worked miracles. Same God that we serve. Amen? If we'll trust God, He'll work miracles. Every day is a miracle. Praise the Lord. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Let's pray. Thank